हरे कृष्णा प्रभु
हरे हरे
It's not mantra, it's from the Shastra. I made it up myself. But just to help you remember the verse of 69.
This means this.
this asana is that we're offering, this madhupaka. So before every upachara, there will be idam or etat or depending on. But it may more or less mean this etani pushpani. These flowers I'm offering, these flowers I'm offering. Okay? You can chant responsibly. Mantra.
Okay.
Right. Right. Padyam agyam manchanyam
Padyam agyam manchanyam
Esha madhupaka puna achmanyam
Esha madhupaka puna achmanyam
Snanam vashram alamkaram
Snanam vashram alamkaram
Nanda pushpa dupa deepam
Nanda pushpa dupa deepam
Namaskaram Namaskaram Anybody like to try it?
Idam asanam swagatam
Idam asanam swagatam
Patyam argyam atmanyam
Patyam argyam atmanyam
Esa madhupaka punaratmanam
Esa madhupaka punaratmanam
Snanam vastram alangaram
Snanam vastram alangaram
Kanda puspa dupa deepa
Kanda puspa dupa deepa
Idam nivetyam namaskaram
Idam nivetyam namaskaram
Idam asanam swagatam.
Idam asanam swagatam.
Adhyam adhyam achmanam.
Adhyam adhyam achmanam.
Esha madhupaka punaratmanam.
Esha madhupaka punaratmanam.
Snanam vastram alankaram.
Snanam vastram alankaram.
Kandam pushpa dupa deepam.
Kandam pushpa dupa deepam.
Idam naivedyam namaskaram.
Idam naivedyam namaskaram.
Any Matthew would like to chant?
Idam asanam swagatam.
Idam asanam swagatam.
Madhyam madhyam achmanam.
Madhyam madhyam achmanam.
Esha madhupaka punaratmanam.
Esha madhupaka punaratmanam.
Snanam vastram alankaram.
Snanam vastram alankaram.
Gandha pushpa dupa deepam.
Gandha pushpa dupa deepam.
Anyone else?
Idam asana swagatam.
Idam asana swagatam.
Padhyam argyam achamanam.
Padhyam argyam achamanam.
Esha madhupaka punaratmanam.
Esha madhupaka punaratmanam.
Snanam vastram alankaranam.
Snanam vastram alankaranam.
Gandha pushpa dupa deepam.
Gandha pushpa dupa deepam.
Idam naivedyam namaskaram.
Idam naivedyam namaskaram.
So this is just in a verse form, so you can recite it as a mantra, and you can remember the order. So this is called the Chodasoka Upachara, 16 basic upacharas. So asanam, we can go through briefly, but the idea, this would be the main worship of the deity of personality you are worshipping. And we know there's 64 upacharas, 64 items of worship. There's also a mention, you can also expand on that. But you'll see that these 64 items generally expand from these first 16. in your book on page 22, there's a chart there.
Yellow or green?
Green.
Green.
Page 22. Oh,
40. You see, this has been divided up into different sections. So the first seven upacharas are a reception. Now we're receiving the Lord. And then the next three upacharas, bathing, under the heading of bathing and dressing. And then the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 upacharas is worshipping the Lord, and the very last one is offering pranam. And you can see also there's 12 items. You want to offer 12, then it eliminates the bathing and the cloth and the alankara, 8, 9, 10. Because you may be, see the 16 is like full worship. Because if someone is coming to visit you, a special guest or something like that, you may not want to offer a bath or something like that. So then, you see, you can offer 12 items, excluding the bathing and the dressing and decoration. But then you'll offer some scent, sandalwood and flowers, etc. You'll offer some food stuff. And then next, you can offer 10 items. Then you'll eliminate the bathing and the madhupaka and pranamashmi. Then you can offer 5 items. And this will be the at the end there, Ganda Pushpa Dupti and Nebidyama. Sandalwood, flower, incense, lamp and some food stuff. Then you can even offer 3 items. So sandalwood, flowers and something to eat. And 2 items. Then just sandalwood and flowers, so Ganda Pushpa. And there is 1 item. Who knows what that is? Bhakti, yes. That's the 1 item. So you can, according to the guest and your worship, so you can also, you don't have to offer 16, you can offer 12, 10, 5, 3, 2. Like if you're establishing you're governing a temple or something like that, you got, you know, they put different pots around and invite different people and things like that, so they have to be worshipped. So people like that, you can offer 5 items or something like that, 3 items. And then the main worship will offer 16 items. So, and according to your own standard, if you're worshipping at home, then you can, according to your own time and facility, then you can offer whatever you can think you can manage nicely every day without difficulty, then you can have that standard in your house. So it could be 16, it could be 10, it could be 20, it could be 2, according to your own. But nice if you can get regulated. So like that, you can have a standard in your worship, and it can be quite simple, but you generally wouldn't go below that. And on special days you can go above it, but it doesn't mean you have to continue that higher standard. But you always have a standard you can maintain very easily without too much difficulty. And that's what times like you can increase, but you should never decrease. So you can form your own standard, especially in the house. Householders? I don't really know. At least everyone's offering food, nebedyam, because they have to eat. And at least they offer some flowers, I guess, in the land. And, it's up to the, to the grihastas. And also you can learn in this, you can offer 16 with substitute. So you can just have flower petals like that, and offer asana shwagatam padyamakam shwagatam. Or with water, even with water, you can substitute. Yes, so yeah, so
if you know the process, then you can offer 16. See, it only takes a couple of minutes and you'll just start with it. If you're more elaborate, obviously it's going to take more time. But in your house, you can make it quite simple. Of course, you'll offer foodstuffs instead of substitutes, because that's what you're eating at. So you'll cook and offer that. So it's not hard and fast rule in your home, but for the practitioner's benefit, it's good if he maintains some steady sadhana. But the deity doesn't, in the house, it's not, because it's unregulated in the house, it may not be exactly the same. And guests may come at a certain time, so you may have to cook something and not to give guests. So things may not be on time, so be a bit irregular. But so that's like, it's not offense or anything like that. But for your sadhana, especially if you do have set times and you do things at the same time, that would be good for you. Krishna's not in the house, he's not really someone.
Flexible. That's my mouth, it's a flexible.
Flexible, yeah. Krishna's flexible at
times.
The temple is not. He has to have the same thing every day. I mean, variety, if I keep looking at variety of food, it's the same things off at the same time. Yeah, so this is the basic standard of worship. 16 upacharas.
In the temple.
You'll find every temple does that. I mean, not every temple does it, but it's a standard for temples. Not in ISKCON, but everywhere. Everyone would offer these 16 upacharas. That's their basic worship. You go to the street. The established sampradayas in South India, they will also worship this sort of circle of Upacharya 69. You go to Mayavadi's camp, no, don't go. If you go there, you'll see that they're sometimes worshipping deity, but they also worship this process. You go to the Shaktas, the tantrics, and you'll see they will also use this. So everybody uses this system. So once you know it, you already learned it. Once you know it, then you can apply it to any situation and any deity. You just simply change the mula mantra. So instead of you're worshipping the deity, Krishna, Idangasanam, Om Krishnaya Namaha, the mula mantra will come after the, when you chant the mantra, Idangasanam. But if you're worshipping Lord Ramachandra, then you put Ram's mantra there. You don't have to know his mantra. So if Guru comes to your house, if you're worshipping Guru, then you don't have to know Aim Dari Namaha. You just change the Vona mantra. But once you know the process, you can apply it to any deity or any personality or anything. They will offer all those practically. Before they do the puja proper, they'll do manasa puja.
Right.
So they'll worship in their mind with these 16. That will go on. And then they'll do the practical thing then. They'll invite them to the asana, they'll offer water. Ajahn Asana also before that. We'll show you more how to make up these ingredients of Agya. It may not be done on a daily basis in the temple, but on festival days at least. It's like the ashram's got cloves and jaipal, abhanga, some scented stuff. Sort of refreshing them out.
So that may not be done every day, but some people, it's nice time that you can do it. Otherwise they'll just put some water with some rose water or some ingredients. But the order will always remain the same.
Which one?
If the Shaligram Shila is present, the main deity is, can we see the morning worship of Sisina Prasad through the Shaligram Shila? Yeah, so like that. Like here, Radha Madhavadeva got one Shaligram, Janadatam Shila. So in the morning, we will offer all these upacharas. And we'll also offer like Panchamrita, five, during the bath, we'll offer five types of nectar, milk, yogurt, ghee, honey and sugar. So that's kind of difficult to do for big deities, big Radha Madhava. You could do that every day and keep on practicing. So we'll do for the Shaligram all those different upacharas. And then the pujari, he'll just undress mother and he'll just strip to the wet cloth and like that. But the and dress and decorate like that. But all the ingredients here for 16, they're off the Shaligram. Can also do. If you only have or you don't have a shalagram, then you can just offer it to the or sub deities. And the big deities can just be dressed and decorated like that.
Is it okay to offer it to sub deities as well as
shalagram? Yeah. At least the manasa pujari, which I can sit and do a manasa pujari. Offer it.
Yeah.
If you're doing the Shaligram worship, then he can go on one side, he'll just go straight through with the worship, and the big deities, they may not be exactly the same, so that doesn't really matter. So the worship goes on through the Shaligram. He may be taking his Vaidyam, he may be eating it, and that time he still may be dressing and decorating the big deities. So it's not as though you have to wait for the Shaligram. The whole worship goes on through Shaligram and the big deities will be
sent. Some temples don't have like Shaligram. They are having Radha Krishna daily small.
Yeah.
They can do Abhishek in Sisti Patra every day.
Yeah,
for the morning. Milk? No.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
No, the baby will tell you.
It just
means foodstuffs generally. You can use it at any artik or bogartik or balya bhog or shital bhog. So then there's a list of 64, so actually more or less they expand from this 16. So the idea is once you understand this progression of worship and you can apply it, then you can use it anywhere and everywhere. And If someone's knocking on your door and you open the door and Krishna's standing there, you know what to do. Hey, Ram Ashram, Swagatam, please come in, Krishna, sit down, Swagatam. And then you can offer all the upachara. Otherwise, what you'll do is you open the door and Krishna. So we're learning how to worship Krishna. That's why Prabhupada said, Upachara, he goes directly back to Godhead because he has experience of worshipping Krishna in this lifetime. Otherwise, you have to go back to the planet, the material planet where Krishna is appearing with his pastimes to get further training. He said, but the pujari, because he already directly is worshipping Krishna, he knows he goes directly back to Krishna.
Prabhupada, you
know? Yeah.
This is Prabhupada. Very important.
But the idea is that we are Nitya Krishna Das, the eternal servants of Krishna. And if Krishna comes, your house and stands there, what do you do? So this is what we're trying to teach, how to go worship the Krishna. You're eternally worshiping Krishna, but nobody knows how to worship him. If he comes to the house, what will they do? So now you will know, this is the way he likes to be worshipped. Why? Because it's from the Shastra. And where does the Shastra come from? Krishna's mouth. So he's given this process, so now we will actually be able to worship Krishna according to the way he likes to be worshipped. These ingredients of these. So first is asana, that means you're inviting the Lord to come and sit down on an asana. The asana may change. It may be a shing asana, it may be a shayan asana, it may be a boga asana, it may be a shnana asana, it may be a shnana asana. But you're offering a place. Asana also means situation. So you're offering a place, the asana. Then swagatam means you're welcoming the Lord. Swagatam, please come in, sit down, and be welcome. So you're treating the guest nicely. Swagatam. Then you wash the lotus feet to the Lord. Here, it's the ingredients you can put in the container. You see, you've got it on page 54. The ingredients for Pakya. Lotus petals, tulsi leaves, turbat dharma grass, and shaman hanya. That's shamaki chal, or courtesy rice. Or another recipe is, it may contain lotus flowers, durva, sprouts, aparatita and shamaka chal. That's same thing, shamatani and shamaka chal is the same. And then there's another recipe, Durva grass, millet seed, Vishnu Pranta. Vishnu Pranta means butterfly tea. And flowers, another item. Otherwise you may simply add rose water or something else. So if you haven't got ingredients, you can put something else, rose water or put some sand in place. Or your memory. Then after that, you offer Arugya. So this is the very respectful offering. Generally it's offered in the conch shell. When we're offering Arati, the conch shell, that is Arugya. So specifically here in the morning food, it has these auspicious items. And flowers, and some patients, 55. You can put inside flowers, white rice, this means akshata, not twice boiled rice. Put in the bowl. Barley, sesame seed, Durva grass and kusha tips, the tip of the kusha grass, white mustard seeds and ganda, sandalwood paste. And a couple more different ingredients there. So they're all auspicious things. You can crush them also. It says Sridhar Swami gives reference to Vedic scripture stating how the water for Arugya should include the following 8 items: fragrant oil, flowers, unbroken barley corns, husk barley corns, tips of kusha grass, sesame seeds, mustard seeds, and durva grass. He mentions unbroken barley corns there, but generally any grains you're putting in, you can crush them first, so they emulsify quickly in the water.
If we do not have all the ingredients, can we just do, for example, only sesame seeds and mustard seeds?
No, that's
it. No. What's the difference between durva grass and darva grass? Is that too different?
Yeah. Darva and durva. Darva is kush. And don't you know durva grass is many branch? Mm-hmm. They grow up and they could be very straight.
And push. If it's a guest,
So tell you it's offered in the conch shell. So you may either present it to the guests. It can be in the conch shell, it can be in a bowl. You can present it to the guest, you can show him. So then he can see all these fish items, he can even smell it. And he may even touch it with his fingers and like that. Spin it around for auspiciousness. Just like we offer the Arati, we may sprinkle it. So the guest may also do that. Anyway, we present it to him. He can look at it, he can smell it, he can see it. The idea is that auspicious things is sending anything inauspicious away, so your guest doesn't feel apprehensive about anything. Oh, my host has gone to so much trouble to offer me these nice things, so he feels more comfortable and like that. So it's a very respectful offering. Alright, you shouldn't catch it in your mouth on the fence either. I think some devotees would like it. To get those auspicious items from them. But generally, the then it remains in the concert. If you're putting on your hand and showing like that, it'll remain in the concert. Anyway, it's auspicious. We hear of these stories in Krishna book. There was
So the grass was thrown here and there, grains hidden, grains hidden. Yes, that is the outer upachara.
It's not just water, but it's water mixed with all these.
You can also mix with all these things. Okay, then after we're off that, we're offering Pashmini. Okay. Page 56. So, Pashmini will contain ground nutmeg, ground cloves, and chakola, mary scent. So it's refreshing. We crush these up and put them in the water, usually in a cup. You can also use jasmine flowers instead of the nutmeg. Then after that, you have madhubhaka. So, madhubhaka is a refreshment. It contains honey, madhu, milk, yogurt, ghee, honey, and sugar water. And so this is offered as a refreshment. It's not a drink, a big drink, but they'll take a little, just maybe a touch. They may even just use their fingers. Put some drops on their tongue. They can sip it. But the idea is it's a refreshing drink. There's different tastes there. You've got the sourness of the yogurt, you've got sweetness of honey, etc. And they're auspicious items to see also. And if you're coming from a distance, you may have some not a good taste in your mouth in traveling or something. So this will like put different tastes in your mouth. So many kinds of tastes are there. And it's nice, and you've got some, you've got ghee there as well, so you've got. So it just refreshes, it's more for refreshing the mouth, it's not like for a drink for energizing the body or anything like that. It'll just take a few drops. And then after that you'll offer Achmani again. And it's called Puna Achmani. You have to offer it because the idea now we're receiving a guest and making him comfortable. Now if he's got tea and yogurt and things in his mouth, he can't feel very comfortable sitting there. So again, you have to offer that ashram, then first word pranashram. So this madhubhaka pranashram, it becomes one word. So you don't forget it, included in the ashram. So after the madhubhaka again, you'll take ashram again. And then the snan, that's bathing. So bathing the deity, everybody knows. All types of ingredients you can bathe in, but generally we use put scented flowers in the water, at least that much to be there. And if you want to add more things, you can add some ganda, some sandalwood paste, if you can, for saffron, when you're making the ganda from there. Otherwise this water from the Ganges River ultimately is there, or from a sacred place. And then of course you can expand that, you can like get the Panchamrita Snan, five things we just mentioned in the Madhubhaka. You can also offer those as bathing. Madhubhaka is all mixed together. When you bathe the deities, they're separate. First milk, then yogurt, then ghee, then honey, then sugar. You can offer Panchadavya, five things from the cow, milk, yogurt, ghee, cow urine, and cow dung. You can offer all kinds of fruit juice, bath, bathe, you can offer jeweled water. You can offer different kinds of seeds for bathing, eight kinds of scents, different kinds of herbs. You can offer. So there's so many types of baths you can offer. And then vastram, then you'll dry the boat, the deity with the towel, and you'll dress the deity with nice clothing. Then, okay.
Then after that he'll offer, he can touch some ornaments, he can touch the jewelry, alankara. Anantaram. Closing in at different types of ornaments and jewelry, etc. Then you will offer the ganda. Ganda generally is made of sandalwood paste, dried sandalwood paste. You can put some saffron strands and some camphor there. It also recommends things like musk and agarum, but these are kind of difficult to get sometimes. So at least you can get chandam, sandalwood and saffron and camphor quite easily by those. So that's the ganda. Ganda means scent. So you can apply that on the deity body and make decorations, put the dust and things like that. Ganda, then pushpa, different flowers. You can decorate the lord with flowers. Flower garlands, decorate the hair, the turban, offer flowers for the feet, and you can also offer tulsi leaves, tulsi manjaris at the feet of the Lord, and you can stick them on with the tulsi paste with the sandalwood paste, you can stick the tulsi on the feet of the deity. And Srila Prabhupada told me to offer those cities, but right after the bath. Yeah, he asked me, he said, how are you worshipping the deity? That time it's small Radha Madhava. Well, I was given an explanation. It's kind of unique, it's kind of man for me. He's kind of nodding it. And then I said, then we bathe the deity, polish with the tilak, and then bathe the deities. And then dry the deities, he said, yes, then at that time you offer tulsi leaves. Right after bathing it. But you won't find that in the Ashtapadati. That their tulsi generally comes out when they're offering the pushpa, flowers and tulsi. The Prabhupada said at that time. But of course, Shalagram worship, you will do that generally. Tulsi should always be with Shalagram. So as soon as you bathe and dry it, generally that's the first thing you do. But he told me that in reference to deity, that you can put the tulsi leaves at that time, right after praying. And he said, what mantras you are using? I said, we chant in family, friends, see if you have any other ones. And I said, I'll chant the Brahma Gayatri before we start. And I said, oh, Gayatri. He said, always there, really, very good. Always there, that's a very good mantra. But anyway, he said after drying, you know, to make the point. Then Sandhya Pushpa, then Dupam, incense. Offer incense to please the guests, make the nice scented atmosphere. And then the lamp, again you're offering, you're worshipping the guest, you're worshipping the deity. With the lamp. And then Naivedya, something to eat. So then you'll offer the deity something to eat for the deity. Take the time. And then after that will be pronounced. You're offering your obeisances to the Lord. So, if you went to someone's house, and they said, oh, he's coming, please sit down, Swagatam. And they offered you all these items, one after another. Is there anything else you would desire? To take rest. Yeah, so that actually comes after this. The Shayana Asana. Anyway, there is a Palandasa Palandasa. You can take, the Lord takes rest after, he relaxes. Yeah, that will be there. That's in there also. after the 16 that we just mentioned, if somebody offered you all those things, anything else would be fine?
Some sweet words.
Some?
Sweet words.
Sweet words. No, that would be in this Svadhikam. You'll welcome them, however you are, you've had a nice journey or whatever the situation. Things are kindly set out. Offering is not a humble offering. The pranam is the last one, actually. Pranam. And then you offer prayers. After the Navidyam, then it's Namaskar. So that will be your sweet word, Lucy. Anything else?
Pen.
Like?
Pen.
Right?
Pen, the offering one. Pen.
Pan. That will be there with the Navidyam. After offering Navidyam, you'll offer five people. That's there. Anything else? No. So like it's a complete question. If you got that, you're satisfied then. So Krishna comes, you offer all these things, and there's nothing else you really want. It's a nice reception and worship and everything. So that the guests are satisfied. So it's like a standard worship. It contains everything that your guest may kind of require when he comes. So the guest will be fully satisfied. So that's why it's so the total church, like a set worship, and everybody kind of uses that, all the different types of worship in the temple. But they'll all use that system because it's satisfying and there's nothing else really you want after that. You see, when Akrura went to Vrindavan, and after Vrindavan received him, they did many of these things. They offered him a cow also and things like that. Then they offered him something, then they offered him a rest. He went to sleep, he'll take some rest. And slowly they came back in and they were massaging his feet. And they said, well, if you like, you can tell us, you know, why you've come. It wasn't like the guest comes to the door and says, you know, what do you want? What do you want? No, they received him and they worshipped him and he took rest. And then after that, they very approached him. You've come to some mission. So this is a proper etiquette. So the way it's laid out here is so it goes on in the spiritual world right there. So it's all proper etiquette. So Krishna is satisfied, you're definitely satisfied. So that's why it's like a standard worship. And if we know that, then we can worship Krishna. Okay? Any question on these 16?
Alankara is the Aparama, the other.
Yeah, it's another name for it. Alankara means ornaments. Aparama is another name, way of saying ornaments.
Aparama is what you call Aparama. 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 Sometimes in the book you have Aparama.
Mamaniya Pranani. And then when we offer them, we put the idam. Asanam is the first, so asanam is. Idam means this. Asanam means the asan. And then you'll offer the deity mantra, ikang asanam tinu krishnaya. I'm offering this asana, I'm offering to Krishna Namaha and my respect for basis. So this will be offered with every mantra. Except Svadhikam. Anyway, Etapadyam, Shrim Krishna Namaha, Idan Agyam, Shrim Krishna Namaha, or whichever deity you worship. Idan Asana, Shrim Gaura, I know. So let it become short. And otherwise you have a very, the Vedic system, you have to keep long mantras. That's just my mantra. The Pantratika system is a little bit of Vedic and a little bit of Pantratika, it's mixed. So therefore you reduce all the mantras. And Tantric is more ritualistic, so much more ritual. So therefore we take some of those rituals. Not all. It's not over ritualistic, it's not over Vedic mantras. So this is the Pantratika system. It's recommended in Kali Yuga that we should follow this Pantratika system. So it's a mixture of Vedic and Tantric. not too long in mantras and not too much in conversation. So,
the bending of the deities can be very elaborated or very small. Then, if you are bending the deity solely with water, always is necessary first to put oil and to clean the deity so you can just make what that with water and so that it will stand with his very nose.
Yeah, you can also do that. As the Prabhupada told me, because he had a small brown deity, he said that you don't have to polish every day. Easy. But he was late.
Polish once a week.
Anyway, so not every day, it's not necessary. You can do. So anyway, yeah, to answer your question, you don't have to polish every day. The Prabhupada definitely said that. So you can polish once a week or twice a month or something. So then oil also may not be necessary.
I've heard from the devotees that they are very different from the Indian cows, and shall we consider that there is a difference or just cow is cow?
No, I've never heard any of that. Sometimes you buffalo milk with the cow milk in English. Buffalo, you don't have milk, do you?
But the buffalo milk is more expensive than the cow.
Buffalo milk is more expensive, yeah, because it's very thick, you can dilute it much more. Papa said cheese, make China from that.
Cheese,
yeah? Yeah, make French cheese. Nanda Baba's, no, Upananda, Nanda's brother, Upananda, yes, he eats blood pasta. So they make it. Yeah, again, it's according to the time, the situation that some places, like Vrindavan, where the water is very salty, those beaches go very black quickly. So they, I think they have to call it crack there today then. My thought they don't go like that. If you buy their clothes somewhere in Bombay, they get quite a lot of problems with the salt atmosphere there. So they have to polish
more frequently. But in another situation, if the devas are bright, that's the idea, they should be clean and bright. They maintain that then. Okay. So shall we set, establish the other room?
இந்த பக்கம் நிப்பா நீங்க அதான் நினைக்கிறீங்க
Yellow cover, page 72. So these are the listening ingredients here. Small bell on the plate, ice cream cup. Saving water. Water pot with a cover and spout.
Warm water.
Throw out pot. Shard in the pot. Chaitanya Papadyam Agamachmanyam. Yeah. Oil, yeah. Gopi Chanda, yeah. Another water pot. We're using one water pot here. Conch shell, understand, bathing receptacle. Receptacle for Chanamrita. We have a Chanamrita pot? House, yes. Clothing for the deity, yes. Pins, ornaments, blue pack. So do that. Sandalwood face. We'll make some things. Like this, or like this. Straight, or you can do circular. Which is best? Prabhupada said. Which is best? Circular. Straight.
What? Whatever works.
What? Prabhupada said, what does it matter as long as you get the chanda? So you can put a little bit of we have here.
Yes.
Put a few strands of saffron. A little bit of the camphor in here. Green camphor is better if you can get the pure one.
Okay, sandalwood paste, gandha, gandha. Flowers, tulasi, incense, lamp, naivedyam, picture of the spiritual master. I guess you've been in the other room. Oh, this manual. You need the book. We have a book. We have a book. A lighter and a lamp. A kiwik lamp is there. Twig for cleaning the teeth. Oh, tongue scraper. So we'll use the substitute for this. Substitute, if you need to use sanyagya, direct water if you want from the pot, or sometimes they offer flour or even a toast. Another water pot with a spout filled with warm water. Clean towels for washing, worship, or for wiping hands, mouth, and feet. Use paper. Generally, on the altar, you leave your samnyagya there, and that usually has a cloth over it. So you offer padyamanashram when you're offering the meals. And then you have the cloth already there, so generally, it's talking about here. Towel for washing hands, you know. What? No, I think I another left. Okay. So, we did make up the paddy mark. Vishesha again. A little bit more special. And they invoke the deity in that agya, this mantra. Where do they use? Let me see. Who use it? Do you remember? Yeah, then they pour some into the bathing water to turn that in, and then they pour the rest into the samyaga also. If they have a little bit left, they pour into the... Yeah, and then I think they count the mula mantra, the deity and something. But it's not in this, it won't be in the standard worship. So that one we don't have to worry about. Okay, the Padyam, we're going to offer, what's the ingredients? For Padyam, lotus leaves. So we don't have lotus seeds, it's the wrong season, so we're using this lotus seed. will crush it up. They do this in their Radharaman temple, they used to see. Except when lotus are in season. Only a little bit. What else? Where are the seeds? Huh? Padyam. In the Padyam? Shramadanya, yes? Shramaki Chal, Shramadanya. A courtesy rice. Yeah. That's the grain, huh? Dabagas. This one. Many branch grass. I think it grows everywhere. Doesn't grow out single living. Kusha grass tip. Very fine. Yeah, you can, if you can't get the fresh, you can use that. What else goes inside?
Yes, lotus petals, it's used by the grass and shamadanya.
Okay. So that's the padyam, then we'll put some water. Arugya contains
flowers, white rice, barley,
hummus. The flowers,
white rice.
White rice. Okay. You go in the boat or whatever, basmati. Not quite spoiled. We don't offer it on a daily basis in our temple, again. Special days. And I think in Vrindavan maybe they do. And they have make up a pot like of like here is ground nutmeg and cloves and kapol. I think they make a pot so they just put it, so they don't have to do it every morning. So we're making our composite. Flowers?
White rice, barley. White sesame.
White sesame.
White mustard seeds.
White mustard seeds. okay?
Okay.
What? Yeah. Just, you can just break them up so the constitution is broken so they emulsify practically. It doesn't have to be fine powder, okay? Achaman. This is ground nutmeg and clove, it's already mixed it. Kakoru is a berry. It has a shell on the outside, so you have to crack the shell. Inside is like a... Dry this one. Something like a... Dal. Chana dal, chola dal. It's a split pea, like a split pea inside. Anyway, need a little bit. It has a similar taste to clove. It's actually like an in-between clove and nutmeg. Anyway, you know what cloves and nutmeg taste like? It's kind of a refreshing in the mouth, tangy taste. Refreshing for the mouth. Madupaka. Just a little bit. Do you have another spoon there also?
Honey?
What time? Sugar water?
Yes.
Um, More madhupaka to make it sweeter, that is. I guess you can, yeah. But otherwise, you can always add afterwards. you can always add afterwards the sugar, more sugar water. Or even honey if you want. Yeah, you can make it up directly in this pot. I put it in this pot, but it doesn't make it. You can either do it now or when you sit down. If you do it now, there's more chance for a favor for coming through. Got everything? Shall we put some lemon juice in it?
Thank you.
Okay. So we're going in the other room, aren't we? The deity's in the other room. So we're going up.
Outside the kitchen room.
And the
room. It's not a good place. Is she going to try to eat?
No, no, no.
So, outside, enter the deity room. With the Guru's blessings, with the understanding you're entering as an assistant of Guru in doing the seva. And the bring the paraphernalia in, stand on the floor, right? And the table. Bring the paraphernalia.
Asana should be some
good. Right?
Asana should be under. Under.
So she's meditating on the Guru's sitting there. Think that your Guru is sitting here, ready to do the worship? Avanasana? Then meditating your Guru is sitting on an asana to form the worship, and you will sit on your asana as the assistant of Guru. And arranging the paraphernalia for convenient worship. You have a Garuda or Hanuman or someone attending to your face for the people. Take the top off the portal before you purify it. It's like reserve. We don't have it yet. But you may use it all the time for... Yeah. Like you may fill up this... Your consciousness, you may fill up this... Anyway, so you may wash your hands. Generally it has a spout, so you just get the spout and use a bit. Sometimes they want to wash their hands a bit more than is required. You can just use all the water afterwards.
We don't have it
here. This is our container. It's something. Okay.
Panki Namaskaram. Here you are remembering the Guru. The Guru is sitting in service. It's understood that the different associates are here and the other Guru Parama. They're in service of the guy. So we're offering some Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali. Meditating as your Guru is in service to his Guru, but you're also in service to your Guru. Then you can chant the following verse. Sri Guru Paramananda Premananda Balapada Rajananda Padananda Sevayam. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vaishnavi Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama. If you want to ask questions, you can ask me. Karashadi, purifying hands with water. If you want, you can use chanda, but then it's water is welcome. Purifying the flowers. Optional. Om Nashrayata. Om Pushpi Pushpi Mahapushpi Pushpi Pushpi Sambhavi. Purifying the flowers, then purifying the rest of the paraphernalia. Om Nashrayata. Then you chant the deity's holy mantra over the different paraphernalia. Eight times, whatever it takes. It doesn't matter if you do more. So then Bhuta Shuddhi, purifying the elements of the material elements, and by identifying self one as the son and servant of Krishna. So when we, by this meditation of understanding that we are the eternal servant of Krishna, apart from this body, then the consciousness is purified. So the idea is when the consciousness is purified, then the intelligence becomes purified, the mind is purified, the senses are purified. We start at the top, where the yogis, they start at the bottom for purification, they work up to the consciousness. We start on the consciousness, put our consciousness in its proper position as eternal servant of Krishna. And when that's in pure condition, then hopefully automatically the intelligence, mind, senses, they'll also become purified. So then we chant this mantra. You may have to chant this also in the passage. Yes. Have you started chanting any of these ones?
No.
I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna, but because of my bad fortune, I've been inimical towards him from time immemorial, and thus have I identified myself with my body and continuously wandered in the cycle of birth and death, in the material world, suffering, burning three four years. Now, as a result of some unimaginable fortune, my spiritual master's mercy has enabled me to know that I am Krishna's eternal servant and infinitesimal spiritual being, him being completely apart from the gross and subtle body. And so by the order of my spiritual master, I have obtained the good fortune of serving his lotus feet and following in his footsteps, the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Nahamavirgo Nahapatiya Nahavachana Sudro Aham Bharati Nasha Sharapati Navanashto Kintu Pradam Nikila Karunam Vokti Pariyur Das. Another Brahmana, another Kshatriya, another Vaishya, or a Sudra, nor am I a Brahmachari, a householder, Vanapras, or a Sannyas. I identify myself only as a servant of your servant, the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the Gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, which is always the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing in brilliance.
Dhan Puja.
Say some flower petal in Sangam. Etikan Pushti. Let it stick it in the front, under the feet. Etikan Pushti. Om Jaya Dvanima Mahanashvara. Then Shankar Puja. Hetikana Pushpi, Om 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 Om. Now Guru Puja. First is the spiritual master dhyana, meditation on Guru, sitting at the lotus feet of Panchatattva in Srimaya Podam. At the opening in Srimaya Podam, the spiritual abode of Navadi, Lokoshana sits on a jewel throne. On his right is Lord Nityananda, and his left is Gadadhara. On the front of the joint palms is Advaita and Srivas Thakur, who holds an umbrella of Lord Chaitanya's head. On a jewel platform before the low Lord Rama's throne, my spiritual master sits. So, meditating on your spiritual master. This is called the Jogpit. We described it for you. Jogpit. Place of perfection. Then you should meditate on your spiritual master's form. Tataha Shivan Navadiki, Vinetram Vibhujam Guru, Varatayam Pradam, Shantam Smeshatnamo Kupakam. One should remember the spiritual master being situated in Navadiki, having two eyes, two arms, if not Vaikuntha Bhashi, yes, two arms. Being peaceful, and as bestowing all benediction and fearlessness. Then we chant the prayer in one day, Om Vishnu Paraparaman Saparita Chakacharya Asatara Sutshi Shuma Abhay Charanam Vindavati Sanda Sanda Shri Prabhupada Ki Shuma. So, now Manasa Puja, worshipping the Guru, meditating, and offering 5, 10, 16 items of worship to your spiritual master. Can Kavachal say how many you have to use?
16.
Okay, so now we're... this is a dhyana, not a meditation, but you can say it loudly, otherwise in the test nobody will know to. We have to know the same. You can offer Yidam Ashanam, Manishwari, Eshmadupati Punashanam, Sanavasram, Ramadanda Krishna, and Namaste.
This meditation or
the meditation?
It's a meditation. But you, in the testing you can say loudly. But otherwise you just you can meditate on nothing.
Some with the Tamanya again.
No. No. Then it would be a dhyana meditation. Okay, Guru Puja. Vaya Puja.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
in way you are supposed to come down. So you can move in a cloud. Now this fresh, clean, you should come back to clean places. It's easy also.
So I think one is a puja through Jesse Yudhamasana.
In the Manas Puja, you can say it in your mind. Otherwise, you just meditate on offering things. It may be more helpful to say the things in your mind in the beginning. You can even use it just one time. You don't have some aim to be in the mind, then just recite the other bits. Okay, we'll put some more chant there. And some flower petals on it too. Can you stand on the flower? It's just flowers, you just have the etiquette. If you put flower and some etiquette in the book, you can do it. Here it says up the flower. So it's going to follow the book without chanting. Then Guru Stuti, and now they're glorifying me. The Guru. Yeah, we've got some prayers from the Purvashtakam. Sakshat Hari Trina Smakasash Hari Sakshatabhata 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 Sakshatabhata. So here is enforcing the idea how the Guru is non-different than Krishna because he is so dear to Krishna. So he's the same as Krishna but because he's so dear to Krishna, he's treated exactly like Krishna. So we're establishing the position of Guru. He's representing Krishna, he's our representative of Krishna. Then Yasha Prasad means now we recognize his position, now we're understanding that without his mercy we can't do anything, only by his mercy we can approach Krishna. Yasha Prasad, Bhagavad Prasad, Yasha Prasad, Ananda Gopi. Now the next verse, Sri Vipraha, that's more practical. Spiritual Master is always engaged in the temple worship of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. He also engages his disciples in such worship. They dress the deities in beautiful clothes and ornaments, clean their temple and perform other similar worship of the Lord. I offer my respectful obeisance under the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. So this is related to what we are doing, the Angara Bhakti of Archana, worshipping the deities. So we chant in this mantra, Vibhutabhata. And offering obeisances. Yogur Namon Omagyan Smidam Mission and Ananda Shalakaya Namon Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Prasaya Padaya Namaste Sara Sati Devi Guru Namaste Sara Sati Devi Guru Namaste Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Guru Nityananda Shri Advaita Kadada Shri Prasati Guru Pashtadam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
So, like two times ago, our third generation have to worship our Guru and Prabhupada also chant. Same thing that we do. Offer the food for.
Okay, so next is the Navadivyam. I praise the Holy Dhamma of Krishna Advaita, being entirely non-different from Vrindavan. It is completely different from the material world consisting of three kinds of existence. Situated on beautiful banks of the Ganges, Navadvipa is covered by lovely groves and gardens, and appears like the back of a gigantic turtle. The Holy Dhamma is filled with many great palatial houses made of gold and decked with brilliant jewels. And in those houses, the devotees are always performing Krishna Sankirtan in the mellows of ecstatic love. Then Gauranga Dhyana, meditating on the form of Lord Gauranga. Shrimami Murtika Dhamma Bhudo Shritam Su Shvara Chandana Shri Kanda Shalo Chishka Vashanam Vri Nitagesha Rasanamoda Maturam Kanda Pavesh Vasuram Chaitanya Vajutam Vijayasham. I worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is being served by his devotees. His hair is bound with strings of pearls, and his moon-like face bears a naturally gentle smile. His beautiful golden body is adorned with gold and lovely ornaments, anointed with sandalwood and agarupal. He is bedecked with garlands of various glistening ornaments. He is extremely charming, absorbed as he is, in enjoying sweet melodies and dancing. His dress is the most splendid, even than Peter's.
So we chant the words and read the dancing
also. I think in the test you make it, you can say in English, if you like.
No, regularly when somebody worships on earth, when somebody worships in the temple.
The purpose is to fix here on this Gauranga Dhyana, the purpose is to fix the form. In your mind.
So you go the words and the translation?
Not necessarily. But whatever you do, the idea is it's not so much the mantra, it's fixing the form. That is the important point. Mm-hmm. Where the form is there. It's the dhyana.
For assessment, we have to chant this mantra. For assessment, for training. For have to chant all translation, everything.
They don't have to chant it. You can say, you can just speak, you know, and now I'm doing Gauranga Dhyana. At least we know that you know the steps. We may not know all the mantras and everything in class. But as long as you know the steps and the procedure, so you can say, now I'm meditating on Gauranga. Without deciding. So now again, Manasa Puja. For Gauranga, we're going to offer these 60 flowers. So they offer the 60 flowers also to Nityananda Prabhu in Manasa Puja. So same thing again. We speak the mantra so we know what we're doing on Yasa Shasa. But when you get... then it should be done. It's supposed to go on in the mind, the Manasa Puja. It's not, the mantra is not so the main thing, but the picture that of your act, it's an active
Manasa Puja Sanakirtan, you're actually offering, so you can meditate on the items being offered to Lord Gauranga. It's the main point.
So, for the assessment, they'll need to say, now I'm doing Manasa, and I'm offering Asana Svaga Pabla, just list the 16. Just so we know that you know the order, that's all.
Petals on the outside. Then you put triangles. The first one should point towards you, the second triangle should point away. And then inside that you can put the beach mantra of Gauranga. So you can put the thing beach. So this is called the Golok Yantra. Or Navadip Yantra in this case. It's identical to Golok in the thing. No, you can also use that. So this is the joke pit, the center where Gaurang Thai will stand, and outside is the associate, the Lord's association with the special sin. Golong Yantra, then Radha and Krishna be in the center. The petals are the abodes of the group. So it's a place of perfection for both Gauranga and meditating on the holy Dharma, your spiritual master, the flower petals in Chandan in the pit. And of course, Tulsi should be there. So this is quite a simple. This is you're offering flowers in the pit. You're worshipping the holy Dharma and the associates and Guru Ribbon. It can also be decorated with different flowers. And you're offering shoes.
don't have shoes. And if I do keep, then you can remind me. So, right now we're offering ashrana. This is the first of the 16 upachars. You don't ashrana? You bring the little kids to keep them in. Bring them to the nine. You don't ashrana? Then, second one is shwagatam, shwagatam. There should be Tulsi leaves in there. You should have put them before actually. Tulsi leaves and everything. So now we're offering Padyam. Eta Padyam, then Guranyam. And we saw this in the Ashton, we talked in the Pastor, this for our time. Then Eta Padyam, then Guranyam. Then you can wash hand after that. Now we're offering Agyam. Then Agyam, we offer to the Lord hand in the head of the cross.
That would be a standard worship that we hope that will be introduced to the content.
Every time we are bathing here to like a 1 week, when we have to change the Gayatri for the Gaudiya.
Only you can do every day or
once a year, like every day or every
most temple the one to 1 year. And apparently then only they change. What's the procedure?
At least when they get started, you should change. You can change every day or something with the one or the sheet. At least if it gets started, you should change it. There's no actual injunction. The injunction is like for humans. When you have a guide, to change the guide, when it breaks, this is when it breaks, you get a new one.
Yeah.
But we see Prabhupada used to change maybe once a month. Yeah, I think it's the Goldie system they change once a month.
For the deities,
but the Shastra says when it breaks you get new.
Like a deities, deities won't be any deities for the Goldie. Every week also can go. It's getting wet first and then rather than quick to take one. It's really uncomfortable. It's wet, it comes up right in. So just leave it for a moment and take it. People actually will bring the bathing tray and they'll bring the deity tray, they'll offer the Padma Mata Mahasa from another part and everything bring the bathing tray. This is a waste of drink. Can you do that?
In our experience we have seen that many people do that. So it's not ready. But here we keep on with it. You see, asana means situation also. I'll explain later on if you remind me in more detail. The situation of the asana. But within the asana, this is the sthanasana, the main asana. So this could include, you know, an area where they do what they have come and received and they're occupied in Madhamasana, and then another area where they put their gumshas on and things like that, and another area where they're actually bathing. It could go on within this one asana. Situation may contain these different facilities. Unlimited facilities actually. So in that sense, you could then you could generally when I do my swan out of my room, I put them in a tray. And many of them. Anyway, we should follow the book for the examination.
Wait, so.
In Utah, we keep offering shoes to the Lord. In Utah, we keep in the land. We can bring it to the bag of us. Then we can rub sugar and scallion, put oil on the body.
This is for 3 years.
Oh, this is for sure. Because it's in a jasmine bottle, I don't like it for you. No, this is quite good on it. I got it.
Putting oil like massage.
Yes, massage.
Massage. Here first, Chandan will kind of thick and everything, so it gets more stuck in the eyes. And so generally, I rub it on the chest and it's all flat in here, and then it tends to not stick so much in the cracks of the eyes and mouth and fingers and things like that. Give it a bit more pressure on the face so it's shining. Stuck in the eyes on that, you can get wet, like it's quite wet, you can just dab it sometimes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Srishti Srishti Pranisadana Shakti Reka Shaya Vajasya Gunani Vimati Gula Ichchani Rupam Vyasya Chachishta Kesha Govindamadi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Shiram Yatana Divikara Vishesha Yoga Sanjaya Deva Hitada Vitada Shri Meto Dashmiya Vitada
This time we have to give Achimani Amma, after no vote. Why they should do it? Now they, after body, putting low vote, why should we give Achimani Amma? Any difference?
They recommend after dressing, after putting on thread, after putting on peanut. It's a good recommendation. Here we go. Already has tilakam. You know tilakam? And in the test you will use the stick. Thank you.
from Kinnamukkariya Ashram. No, they are not. It's called Ukkariya, Japatasa Guru.
Ukkariya?
They are some engineers. That will come after generally we will buy the post-human standard.
How much is expected to be written into the detail of this assessment?
And
what is the minimum we need to do?
The
configuration, wrists.
No, you don't have to make some part of it like that. You can just touch it. Yeah, you can use a little flower or something and just touch the forehead. You shouldn't run over the tila from here. Just touch my dad. If you want on the hand, you can. It doesn't look good, I suppose. But you can, if you want to touch it from speed.
What's
the 1 hour. 55 minutes.
Was there a time, Guru?
Yeah. You can prepare everything early. Help us. Yeah, help us. And then after that, when you sit on your own side, you can find it.
tell you what, how the time is going. We have 10 minutes left, so you can start speeding up. 5 minutes left. It's over here. Anyway, you can offer it, just show you up. You might not want to do this, but it's just that you ask and there's something else we can get. Then Pushpa.
About the Gopi Dots and Gauri Thai, because some devotees say that Gauri Thai are not in the mood for wear like Gopi Dots with flowers, but does it matter or it's just...
The description of Lord Chaitanya would have been. That decoration would be. Chaitanya Pushpani. Chaitanya Pushpani. Now we can have the toast. Not the toast, it's actually a Chaitanya Pushpani. So it's Chaitanya Pushpani.
Pushpani is one of them.
Chaitanya Pushpani. So you can offer the Chaitanya.
Any stage also we can offer the authority, Prabhu said before the dress, Prabhupada said
yeah.
Now no
problem. You're trying to make an assignment procedure. Trying to make an assignment procedure. So you, in all the other manuals, you don't find all the Prabhupada kind of I say, except in Shalagram worship. You prefer. Maybe you prefer. Take that from the bedroom. And Alan? Mariam? Is Lord Shiva they offer these flowers to Lord Shiva? He probably likes him. Krishna likes him. They offer Bilva these. Yes. In South India, they offer it to Lord Shiva. Where is that? No, he's one famous Krishna family. So he said, why are you offering Bilva these to the Krishna? I said, hey, just offer these to Lord Shiva. The Pujari said, no, because Krishna likes him so much, that's why Lord Shiva likes him. That's why we always help him to Lord Shiva. Krishna
likes him so much.
You put a little bit of camphor on the teeth. It'll light, but it'll save you a little more time here. Then. Light for incense. It takes a little bit longer to burn also. You make it a thin black sticky light. It burns very quickly. Light for you. For saving time. Air should be fun. Air should be fun. In some ways, it's better cooperative. Blow down rather than directly in the face, it may be unpleasant. No, it's not like a schedule.
Can we light also everything direct with the lighter or is it better to light with the lamp?
The lamp is for that.
Purify the Boga. Say tell me by tomorrow, yeah? So you will maybe not use it. It says wait two, couple of minutes. Meditating on the time.
Or
we have
never mentioned that magic, but we should be doing it.
Generally that's the standard.
We learn that in the temple situation, like you offer how long do you complete by the temple or wait for? Once you finish Gayatri, you can take out the
Anyway, this when we do the ashram and bathing and everything, this is just one of the beautiful jars. We just offer it and take it away again.
2 to 5 minutes.
As soon as the mantra is more at all.
Is it depends from what we are up to?
So generally this is during Archon. The other times when we're doing it, then we'll go outside the deity room and we'll wait something. Okay, so when we come back in? You remember that? So we're offering Padyam announcement again. In the area where they speak. You can have a Malia now in the dollars. If you like, you can have a dollar now, we don't think so. And Uncle Bastian. Mukavasha, this is three spices we can offer with it. So just, you know, Mukavasha. And Sambalong we can offer. You can watch your children. You know, Sambalong.
So this is not for Mukavasha, but neither are useful.
Yeah, I used to toast it, even if anything, flour, even water. This is Tamala Mudra.
Tamala Mudra.
See, rather than that, it's more than
that. Also, Dupa Gipa Mudra.
Dupa Gipa
Mudra.
Then, you don't start them. You're offering flowers at the lotus feet of the Lord. Please do. This represents, Siddham Sarvam represents, if we've forgotten anything, these may be accepted now in the form of these flowers. If we forgot something, anything. Okay, then this Japa mantra can come, the Tejas mantra, the Yama mantra, the Gayatri. Just go around this microphone. Then go to Shruti for a glorification of Varanga.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, you don't need my left hand, Mama Shah. Mahaprasad is the same thing. Mahaprasad is Adhikam, and you offer Shilpur, you can offer some other prasad, just like the leaves, you can offer Madhu Padma, etc. Anyway. Idam Mahaprasad Nimadikam, Anger Vima, Idam Mahaprasad Nimadikam. Who's next? Sarva Vaishnava, all the Vaishnavas you're offering. Otherwise, there are 6 months you can offer.
We have a group of.
Yeah, you can offer to the project. All different kinds of people. Anyway, so the idea is we're offering to Idam Mahaprasad Nimadikam to Guru first. Oh, we don't know. The question won't come up. But if you are offering, if you are blessed with Mother and Krishna, you offer to Guru, and then you can offer Mahaprasad and then come to Gauranga and Nityananda, and then to other devotees. So when we are offering to Guru first, Mahaprasad and then come, just remember his Guru is there also, and other Gurus, superior Gurus. So the idea behind this is that when we offer the Guru, he's not actually eating at that time. But he will distribute it. He generally he'll tell them the Pujari, he will tell the Pujari, you take this much to Gauranga, you take this. The Pujari is the Prasad. So they'll present it to the Guru, and then Guru will tell you, you take this to Gauranga, this to the other, this to the night that it gets distributed, then after that, then Guru would take, then after that, you would take. So this system is, they use in Jagannath Puri also. So after the Prasad is offered, they first they offer to Bilmala Devi, that's the system there, then the whole deal how Jagannath Prasad first to Bilmala Devi. Then they present, they bring it back to their Gurus, and the Guru says, okay, you take, this is for the king, this is for the Raj Guru, this is for all the important people. And then they go and take it like that. First they present it to the Guru. Same thing in Krishna Leela. Maybe Krishna does carry on. Anyway, they finish their pastimes. in the Kunja, Radha and Krishna, they finish that, and then the young shakis, the manjaris go in, and they start collecting all the broken garlands and sandals, place it for love, and do broken jewelry, anything like that. Mahaprasad, they've eaten some plants and things like that. Then they take to their guru, they take to Malika Devi, who's kind of the chief of all the shakis. And then she tells, okay, take this to. Or maybe they'll take to their guru and he'll say, take this to Lalita, to the Shakyamuni. And so then the disciple can, he will take it. So that's the conception of offering first to guru in case the question is, why are you offering first to guru? So we show it first to guru and he tells him how to distribute. And then after that he'll take it. And after that he'll take
it. And first to guru, he will tell the guru that. Sometimes like Radha Krishna will be offered. After the offering, we go down from Radha Krishna to any Narasimha, Gauri, Chai, to think that come to Guru. Sometimes they just not possible. They have to go to Pitta Mataka.
So that's the idea.
Yeah.
And then they the way it's set up in this one, that it actually comes back, it's Radha and Krishna and then Gauranga, then it comes back down to one's Guru as Mahaprabhu. So somehow or another it's already going on. But when you're offering like this, when you actually, generally during the ashram, or period of worship, if you're praying, generally that's when you're lost in the place. When you're, so if you're actually offering the plate as Mahaprasad, then you'll present it first to Guru. The other way, when we do offering an arti, it's automatically it's done. Well, it's assumed that it's automatically it's offered Radha and Krishna, and then the parameter is processed, and it gets offered. And then, then begging forgiveness for your sins is something we not to do.
Camera.
Mm-hmm.